Hazrat Ibn Masud radiyallahu anhu has narrated that on one occasion a person requested the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that who is the best person? Who is the best person? Very big question, because in here it is being asked, requested, that who is the best person? Afzal. Now if we think in our minds, then quite a few answers can come from our minds, from our reasoning, that person who does the most worship, the one who does the most fasts or qaim, the person who wakes the most at night, the one who does kathir ibadah, and all the different types of ibadah. In all of those you can see daraja, sadaqat comes, zakat comes, the zahid, the abid, all of these definitions. And every person tries, that we put a lot of emphasis on this, alhamdulillah, in amal, performing deeds, we work hard, work, making effort, just like we are in Ramadan now. And in Ramadan, every person is trying, we should try, alhamdulillah, we should, that we pray as much nawafil as possible, we do as much ibadat as possible, worship, as much recitation of the Quran as possible. Because we, to please Allah, we consider that this is the objective, the way, the means. And we have no other objective for fasting, for thirsty and being thirsty and hungry and staying awake, ibadat, that somehow or other let's please our Rabb. If our Rabb is happy, then all of our tests will become easy for us. And that's the reason behind every ibadah, the concept, the mindset, the ideology. So obviously, every person also tries. That when, for example, I do these amal more, this effort more, this practice more, Allah will like me more, my darajat will be higher, my maqam will be higher, my status will be higher in the dunya and the akhirah, I will be elevated. Totally correct. That's fine. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that I do like ibadat, I do accept, but Allah ta'ala's pleasure is higher than this, through which a human being can become very great in the eyes of Allah. Rather, to this extent that if ibadat will be less, but that factor that Allah ta'ala likes, if that's more, then Allah Ta'ala will like that more. If you have that quality more within you, then Allah will like that person more. So we need to understand, what is this criteria? So that we can make effort on the right track. Any opportunity that Allah Ta'ala gives to us, we should try in the right way and practice it in the correct way, so we can attain the most. Because time we have is very short. We don't have so much time in life. The breaths are limited for a human being. Remember this. It's we who've made this, isn't it? Do the heart operation, you'll die. If you have a stomach operation, you'll die. If coronavirus is afflicted, a person afflicted, then you'll die. This is not the criterion between life and death. Life and death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in His hands, in His control. Where does Allah Ta'ala want to take us? We can't even say, a child, oh, I'm here today, and then, for example, I'll dig my grave, and when I die, then I will go into this grave. We can select it. How do we know that where you will be and where Allah Ta'ala will take your ruh, your soul? You won't even know in that portion of the earth Allah will take you. You cannot imagine, oh, I will arrive there in another region, and I'm healthy at that time. And then Malik al-Maut, he will give you salute, he'll come, he'll say, come, let's go. This was the place where I had to take your ruh away from you. So these are the points that are all in the control of Allah. Allah knows best. And we don't need to prepare for that. That I will prepare and sit here because my grave will be dug here. Okay, that's fine. I'll stay here in this country. I will pass away. These are great events that a person cannot imagine. There are examples of where's death written. He sat there. Somebody else, somewhere else, and he's amazed himself. There's an event. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, in his era, in his time, that a person thought that I'm going to die in that place, he couldn't even think. And Malikul Maut, was surprised that he sat here and I've got the hukum to take his life out in the portion of Jin, China. And he's far from there, but he was then delivered there and his then life was taken in that place. So Allah Ta'ala makes the system, He makes the nizam. Allah makes a person go on a journey, He takes a person to a certain maqam, a certain place. Some people of ours, they do this, they prepare their graves, I'm going to die here in this town and bury me here. Or for example, bury me next to this person. All of these things, we don't know. How do we know that subhanAllah, nobody will even know that for example his life and the death, where is he now, we cannot even imagine. But it's the time of Ramadan and subhanAllah, Fajr time. And he's in Medina and it's Ramadan. And that's where his life is being extracted. Here I remember Sheikh Abdul Salam Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi, Sheikh Ul Hadith, and Mawlana Fazul Haq Saab, Alhamdulillah, that's his respected father. And that time, even me at that time, I was on Umrah, it was Ramadan time. And could I think that then Medina, that I will be praying Salatul Janazah, his Salatul Janazah. Could he imagine? Would he know that, for example, there's no announcement there. And after the Janazah, we realized that he had passed away. And I was included in his Janazah Salah. How did he know? He didn't know, did he, that I'm going to pass away in this way? So this, he was a Darvish. He didn't know, did he, that Allah Ta'ala, how he had selected him and where he was to pass away, where his desire, everybody has a great desire like this. For example, he went to Umrah, it was Fajr time, and he was going towards his room, and his young son was with him, and he called him, said, my time has come. And subhanAllah, Fajr Azan was being called, and he was passing away, dying, subhanAllah. So, all of these things are there. And we don't think about it all the time. What we need to do is that we need to prepare for that time when it comes. Be prepared. Allah has given us an opportunity in our life. Is this a small opportunity Allah has given us in Ramadan? Tell me how much we waste the time. Waste the time. This time of Ramadan, this has a value. A value. As after morning, after suhoor, as the fast continues through the day, its value increases. The fasting day's value increases. The most valuable time from Asr to Maghrib is the most peak of the value. This is the prime, premium value of the fast. And this time, Allah Ta'ala says, this is such a fantastic time between Asr and Maghrib, that at this moment in time, this is the time the angels are going and coming. The shifts are changing. The angel shift, they're meeting each other in the heavens. The night shift angels, they're given the day duty. They finish their duty, they're going, ascending. And the night angels are descending to the earth. So they ask each other, what are you doing? And how is everything in the world? And what's everybody doing? SubhanAllah. So when he explains that this though is the same, somebody was doing this, somebody was eating, somebody was drinking, everybody becomes lazy at this time. Tilawa, nobody feels like reciting. And because we get weak, isn't it? Lack of energy. And alhamdulillah, at least we're in such a country. It was a hot country, hot climate. People get confused. They work hard, they labor, they make effort, sweating in the heat, the temperature, they're working. And they lose all the energy. But here we're keeping fast in Jannah. Ask that laborer in Saudi Arabia who keeps the fast. Yes, he has to earn rizq. 100 degrees Fahrenheit higher than that, he has to work. Yes, he's in the searing, the soaring heat, working during the day. After that, their tongue is dry, parched, and the tongue's sticking out. There's nothing at home, nothing to eat. There's no fruit, nothing cut at home. Nothing. All he knows, then this masjid, maybe there'll be a few dates, some yogurt, some bread, piece of bread he'll eat, then he'll go back to work, laboring. Allahu Akbar. Look at that fast. Tell me. So, what a fantastic time, great time. So the angel will ask the other angel, what is he doing? Oh, somebody was doing this, somebody was doing this. This time they ask about each other, change of the vision. So he must be doing something. Yes, there were some people assembled doing dhikrullah in a certain portion of the earth. SubhanAllah. Then the angel will do takbir. The Allah, the whole world, we can see what's happening. Was this the time Allah Ta'ala likes? This greatest time of the fasting day when his servant does maraqabah and starts to remember Allah. Allah loves this so much, kibriyai. That kibriyai, Allah Ta'ala, my greatness is being mentioned, remembered, my glory. This is the special time of Ramadan. In the hadith, this moment of time, I can't remember the whole hadith in its length, but in according to Ramadan, there's a verse of the Quran as well, with regards to Ramadan, where Allah Ta'ala says, I can't remember the verse at this moment in my mind, Allah Ta'ala says immediately about Ramadan, that elevate my greatness, mention my greatness. Mention my greatness, remember my greatness. Look how Allah Ta'ala has prepared the times, the portions of the day in Ramadan. What does a person do? Here when the takbir is called in Ramadan, it's not mentioned in any other month. How? That 20 rakah we pray totally. How many times do you say Allahu Akbar in the 20 rakahs? Subhanallah. How many times? So the pious predecessors have stated, in reality 20 rakah tarawih have been apportioned. For that reason Allah says in Ramadan, my takbir will be mentioned so many times. Every human being in the world, you'll pray tarawih. The person who's praying tarawih, 6 times you did the takbir in each rakat, isn't it? Yes, so in 20 rakats, how many times? Imagine, multiply. So this is Allah Ta'ala's preparation. Allah wants to repeat his takbir. That verse of the Quran is now coming in my mind, otherwise I'll tell you the tafsir of this verse. The takbir of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala wants to repeat in Ramadan, Allah is prepared. That keep on reciting my takbir, Allahu Akbar, my name. So dhikr is so great, Allah Ta'ala loves this time. Angels are coming, going after Asr, up to Maghrib. And Allah says, this is the time for me to give khairat, treasures to the people. This is the time for me to give the treasures that stand and say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah. When a human being recites this, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's mercy is at the peak at that time, the peak. And shouldn't we be grateful right now? So where do we get this from? Our pious elders and their sohbat. When you sit in the sohbat, you learn these things. Today, if I had not sat in Hazrat Sahib's sohbat, but sat in the dust of his shoes, would you be sat in zikr right now? Where would you be? Somebody driving his taxi, doing this action. You'd be running in the dunya, somebody sleeping, snoring, somebody's having a chat, somebody's preparing to break iftari, preparing the food. Everybody doing different things. But Alhamdulillah said himself that me... That, for example, what a great thing Allah says, that my servants, my friends are so great that when you sit with them, you will never incur any loss when you sit with my wali. You will never be without loss. You'll never be without benefit. Sitting with them, listening to their discussion, doing their ziyarah, the wali Allah. Everything attached to a wali Allah has got barakah. Somebody asked, what's the reason for this? The reason is that the Kaaba, the Quran, the same. Where Allah Ta'ala's name is attached to something, then that thing or that person becomes unique. So what was there in the Kaaba? Nothing. There was dust there and bricks there, a house, a building, nothing. Why is it azim? Allah says, Baytullah is my home. That's why it's so great. In the dunya, you can make mansions, palaces, big houses. Yes, big palaces, mansions. In this world, big houses and courtyards and driveways and everything. But the Kaaba, we look at the Kaaba inside, what's the decoration? Nothing. There's no ornaments, decoration, no architecture. And you can see millions and millions of value houses. Look in our countries where people are rich, so-called rich people, so-called. Look at their big houses, politicians, and they have ministers and they have big houses and they grab other people's land and properties, isn't it? Yes. So does anyone remember them? No. Because their connection is with the human beings. Those homes, Allah says, this house is Baytullah. How many kitabs are printed, intellectual science, dictionaries? Is there anything, any kitab after it's printed? But what's this kitab? What ilm is it given? Worldly knowledge, knowledge, science. But Kitabullah, nothing can compare to. Nothing. Kitabullah, when it's given that title, then its maqam is the highest. Every letter has nur, light. Every letter has nur. Can anything compare to the Quran? If you read it in the world, there's no book that can compare. There's no kitab that can be there. And the greatest miracle of the Quran is that the more you read it, the more you get the elevation. The more you get elevation. The more you recite it, the more elevation. Look, when you do kalamat of the Quran, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin, these are selected ayat karimas, those verses that Allah Ta'ala loves in the Quran. Quran Allah loves, every word Allah loves, every letter Allah loves. Why? Because this is Allah's pleasure. Allah loves the Quran. This is Ismi Adam. These verses we sign dhikr, Ismi Azam. So the pious elder said, let's take the select verses that Allah Ta'ala loves. Then let's take the summary and condense and repeat. And the more we repeat, Allah will love. That's why in dhikr we repeat taqarar. The more you repeat, the more you repeat, the more you recite, the more your emotions are elevated. Once you say subhanallah and then say 10 times and look at the difference. And in the company of a sheikh, and also you come to do dhikr and you sat enjoying and your stomach's empty, you'll get enjoyment. Enjoyment. You get enjoyment or not? Tell me. So this is Quran. Subhanallah. Let's put in respect, elevated glory in recitation of the Quran. So what was I saying? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah has put the kamal, the greatness in a fast, as the day increases, the rahmah has increased. This time after Asr up to Maghrib, the shift of the angel changed. Day angels go, night angels come. Allah Takbir, if we spend this time in Allah Takbir, then you have earned the whole day of fasting. Me and you, why have we come here? Whose connection do we have? As I said to you, that this gathering, this assembly, the enjoyment, or everything we're earning, we should have qadr, appreciation, value. Whose nisbat? Of that person who had the nisbat with Allah. He was not a normal person. He was a wali Allah. He was from the great holy Allah. Yes, he was the wali of Allah. He had a connection with Allah. He had a straight connection with Allah. So his nisbat was Allah. So I sat there. When I sat there, when you sit with a normal person all day long, shake his hands, is there any benefit? Yes, just how many hands you shake? Millionaires, billionaires, kings, presidents. Why have you shook his hand? But oh, when he's a wali Allah, pick up his shoes. Don't shake his hand. Just pick his shoes up. Takbir, it will become takbir. Today I'm proud of this fact. And I see this alhamdulillah in my life. I'm proud and I see with my eyes and I feel, experience even today, that this is yaqeen and muhabbat. That I've seen both worlds. I was a very modern person. Very modern person. You know, people say, oh, look at him, he's a fundamentalist, poor man, bedraggled. But I realize today they're foolish, blind people, people with wisdom, are those people who become backward. And, yeah? They are the people with the akal. Yes? Downtrodden. So, alhamdulillah, when I left that modernism and I took fakiri until today, I will feel that enjoyment. The Hazrat's broken shoes. Even today, I can imagine his shoes, his slippers in my eyes. You know those villagers' shoes? Their sandals, like sandals, and their soul are broken. He was a fakir. Hazrat Sahib was a fakir. His soul were broken. I used to put them to my breast in the Kaaba and sit down. There were hundreds, thousands of Murid Hazrat Sahib in the world. But Allah gave me this honor. Honor, just like the Sahaba, he had the honor to pick up the shoes of the Prophet. Allah gave me this honor that as soon as in the morning, I would take Hazrat Sahib at 2 a.m. at Tahajjud time to Haram. I'm telling you for this reason, these points, that the walis of Allah, when you speak about them, you get enjoyment. Enjoyment. Otherwise, why? I'm not trying to improve myself, elevate myself, show off. You know myself. You know what I'm like. I'm a dog's better than me. I'm nothing. A dog is better than me. I'm a waste of a person. Waste of a person. Bonad is your karam, your honor, you pious people sit with me. Otherwise, I'm not capable of this. Sitting, what capability do I have? Nothing. Why am I telling you these things? That my life I have attained via this. I've attained, this is my earning in my life via this. That's why I'm sharing with you as a learning, as an experience. So, Subhanallah, Hazrat Sahib's blessed shoes, first of all in the morning, no competition, everyone was at the back. They said, oh, he's mad, he doesn't sleep, he's not awake. Allah's karam, fadl, grace, honor. That my sleep went away, disappeared, everything disappeared. Alhamdulillah, in the sohbat of Hazrat Sahib, and Hazrat blessed shoes, I'd carry them. When we'd go to the haram, I'd sit there, I'd keep his shoes with me, I'd keep them pressed close to my body. Then when he'd go, I'd pick his shoes up. And his blessed stick, I would pick that up. So even today, due to that sohbat, I'm in seeing the enjoyment. How? How am I seeing this enjoyment? You must be asking, do you know how am I seeing this? Hi, subhanallah. Understand what I'm saying. How do I see the enjoyment of that time? I see the enjoyment of that time at that time. Then in the masjid, when people sit down and I'm hosting the dhikr, that's when I see the reward and the result of that time. Subhanallah, the blessedness of those shoes. That if I didn't pick those shoes up at that time, then I would not be able to do zikr sitting here today. This is the reward of picking those slippers up at that time. This is the reward of picking up those shoes slippers that today, alhamdulillah, a person like me who's not capable. Yes, and I'm sitting with you. Otherwise, where are you? Where am I? Where would we be? Such great muftiyan, scholars at that time, I get enjoyment. That subhanallah, solely, Allah's fadl that's coming on me today. The maqam is due to that time with itiqad, the belief in Muhammad and love. And that was such a khidmat. Nobody knew me, and I didn't know anybody else. I wasn't doing for showing to people, or there's competition, or to be in front of others. Khalis, solely, sincerely, purely, for Allah Ta'ala's sake, and for Allah's sake, and to serve His wali, His friend. And see where a person experiences the taste and enjoyment right now. And I'm hopeful in Allah that this is one thing I've got, that when I'm passing away and dying, that Allah give me the enjoyment of picking up those blessed shoes just like I get in during the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. This is the enjoyment I get in dhikr. I see the result. And I feel like in Mahadda, always the people are sat around me. Brothers, only must be a mad person 2, 3, 4 times a day he hosts dhikr. I feel that we finish the majlis, then we start again another majlis. I feel like this continuously. All Ramadan, that room where I sleep, And where, for example, I pass my room in the night, and I have the mic there in that room where I sleep in the night. That, for example, if I didn't have a worry about pestering you, then I have belief I'd start 3 a.m. in the morning hosting dhikr again. But subhanallah, Allah's given me such a jama'ah, brothers who are crazy. Whenever I call them, they're ready for dhikr. Whenever I say to them, I say to them, I don't get tired, and mashallah, you don't get tired with the fadl of Allah. So this is the great blessings and mercy. This is the taste, enjoyment of what? Hazrat's blessed shoes, sadaqah. That's the result of this. You see this today. So, alhamdulillah, wali Allah, his sohbat, his connection, when Allah's name is connected with anything, any person, that's the great result. We should be have qadr and appreciation and value. So you can see around you everything else, what's happening around us. This nazara, the scene, we see the eye sat with the wali of Allah, had his sohbat, his company. Subhanallah. And today, if you sit in the same way with itiqad, belief, yaqeen, this result, this action never goes empty. You need to have aqeedah, belief, niyyah, sincerity, itiqad, the pure belief and niyyah. Pure, sincere intention. It cannot be. The hadith comes. That person can never be without benefit. Nor in the world will he be without benefit. Nor at the time of death, nor in the akhirah. He will walk into Jannah laughing and smiling, that person. But we are so tight in our hearts and our minds, just like the Quran says, that person is a miser, he's stingy in his heart and his mind. He's extremely stingy in his mind and his heart. We have no value, no adab, no respect for the gathering, no recognition of the gathering, on which level Allah wants to take us. Can we be grateful enough for this gathering Allah has given? Asr time, till Maghrib, a fasting day, the most beloved time, and we're in the masjid. Did we have strength today? Did we have understanding before? Did we have that? Could we dare that we could gather together every moment? We're ready to do dhikrullah. Have we got that capacity? Allah's ihsan, His grace, His blessings, that due to Allah's ihsan, grace, that He's given us this opportunity to end the akhirah. We should have qadr and value, appreciation. When waswasa come, shaitani thoughts come, negative thoughts come, and negative attractions come, reject it straight away, throw it away. This is a mustanib, great line of tasawwuf that you are practicing, I'll tell you now. You know what's sat here for me? You know I'm sat for you? This is Allah's fadl and karam and mercy that He's gathered us together. It's Allah's faiz and murtaziyya, my shaykh's faiz that is now existing, we can feel and see. It's nisbat connection of my shaykh. Me, I have nothing. It's Allah's fadl that continues. With this fadl, take the benefit and keep running back. Keep running back, especially in Ramadan, as I request to you. Allah loves takbir, elevating His name, repeating His name, reciting His name. The verse is not coming to my mind. It's a beautiful verse of the Quran. With Ramadan, Allah has attached this verse that keep on repeating my takbir, my name. Are you not repeating Allah's name, takbir? Glorifying His name, will you be lazy after this? What a great, great, you could say, misfortune of that person who misses majalis, misses dhikr. I repeat that invitation to you again. It's a great opportunity. So, as I was saying, the hadith I was sharing with you, I think, was it a hadith or have you forgotten the hadith? Yes. As Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, I started with the hadith, that a person said to the Prophet, who is the greatest person? This was what we started with, wasn't it? Yes. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So, who do we think is the greatest person, the best person? All these points I mentioned. Afzal, my brothers. Allah, if He defines someone as greatest, He is the greatest. That's what we need to work hard towards, to become that best person. And in this Ramadan, Allah has given us all those opportunities. We can make the effort in the right way. So if we are passing through Ramadan, we're keeping the fast, we're reciting Quran, we're doing dhikr, adhkar, tasbihat. So now what we need to understand and think is, we should make the effort to become the afzal person. So is that present within my actions? Have I got that ingredient in my actions that can take me to the maqam so I'm the best person? Because Ramadan is for this reason. Everything's easy. So that's why I'm sharing this hadith with you. That am I reading this for myself? In reality, I'm reading for myself to give taqwa to my iman. MashaAllah, you are pious people. You already are already educated and high-grade people. I'm doing this for my benefit. So that we, in this Ramadan, today 5 has passed, isn't it? Just like the wind is passing. My friends, we need, don't waste the time. Attain the objective of Ramadan. We need to attain the best action, the best way, so we become the best way, the best people. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, a person asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, who's the best person? So definitely we lack that. When we have something lacking in the world, remember this point, then definitely we are lacking. At that time, the storm will brew in the world. At that time, the deen will be destroyed. And people will have dishonesty, no akhlaq, no sincerity. At that time, most of all, the person will be in loss. And there will be big diseases. Did you ever hear corona before in the history? What a disease. Cancer, corona, and another announcement. Another variant is coming. Another new disease is coming. What's the reason for this? That when Allah's ghazab comes, when Allah's unhappy, displeased, then what happens? The destruction of the human being results. So we say, I'm praying salah, I'm going to the masjid. This is not the objective Allah Ta'ala wants from us. What is being told to us now? Ramadan, I'm reciting Quran, this many juz and dhikr. This is not the objective. The objective is this, that thing that Allah Ta'ala wants us to practice, become that. You become that. Have I become that? Have I not become that? Then everything will fail. All talawat fail, dhikr fail, practicing fail, ibadat fail. Everything will fail. Masjid will fail, going to masjid fail, madrasas fail. Everything will fail. This is all for the sake of the dunya. It's not attaining the objective that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Remember this point. I repeat time and time again. Keep the objective in front of you all the time. What is the purpose? Whatever you make a masjid, keep the objective. You have to attain the objective of constructing the masjid. Not that people come, assemble together, we'll do this and do this and we're making this many masjid. No, this is not the objective. Allah Ta'ala's deen, this is not the objective. Every ibadah has a reason, a purpose and a maqsad. There's only one maqsad Allah Ta'ala has made it. If you have that maqsad, objective, Allah says, this way I will destroy the people with hunger and nakedness and distress and worry. Such diseases. Could anyone imagine today that these same people, that niqab, they used to joke and mock niqab. Today, the heads of states, they're kings. They are wearing the face covering and walking around in the dunya. Could you imagine this? This is a great power. Allahu Akbar. That's why it says, Takbir al-Bayt, my name in Ramadan. My greatness, spread it. My greatness, spread it. My honor, my glory. Understand who am I? Allah says, understand who am I. You consider that this niqab, women, they were wearing niqab. You were joking against them, laughing at them, mocking them. Come, I'll show you my greatness, Allah says. Now you, without this, you can't leave your home today. Without the face covering. They wore it, they had nur. You wear it, you'll have khawf of death. And then you will leave. Those who have maut, khawf of maut, they're pagal, they're mad. We don't wear the face covering due to the fear of death. Rasulullah said, when the tragedies come, disasters come, then utilize the means, whatever methods you're given, caution, precautionary tactics, use them, because that is my sunnah, to have precaution. Precaution. People say, why do you wear the face mask? This is sunnah of Rasulullah, that's why we wear it. Because if we reject the sunnah, then that's kibar. Oh, I won't die, I won't get the sickness. Okay, tell me, why don't people wear face covering? Maybe you'll take my words badly, negatively. Always the when there's a wound and you put the salt on it, it pains, doesn't it? That's why people get angry when I speak. They get angry. Why is he saying this? Why is he talking like this? But the haq has to come out of the mouth. Subhanallah. What can I do? There's such a mirror that I look at myself, deficiencies, and I tell people as well, these are the deficiencies that correct your deficiencies. So why don't people wear face covering? Mask. If I wear the niqab, the face covering, the mask, people say, oh, he's a pious elder, he's a mulana, and he's afraid of death. I'm telling you inside what people think. He's an alim, scholar. If I wear a face mask, they'll say, oh, he's scared, he's wearing the face mask, a scarf, and I'll get dishonored. Oh, I can't wear that. That, for example, I've heard these people saying these interviews. The bigger, according to their status, he's a scholar, he's a mufti, he's this. They give him the title. The higher he thinks is, he won't utilize the face covering. And the person who is the most simple, who's afraid of Allah, but he is high in status, he will say that Rasulullah said that save yourself, use the precautionary tactics and the means. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So kibr, pride, is a severe disease. You know the disease of the batin. Very difficult a person can get rid of them. It's very hard for a person to understand. Kibr is such a severe disease. Pride, haughtiness. Every human being has haughtiness and pride. If only a wali Allah was to come into your company, and then you realize what is kibr. Will I ever accept that time I'm sick? But it's the wali Allah who will give you. Such Hazrat Sahib, he purified me, cleaned me, purified me, washed me. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So that's how a person realizes in the company of the pious people. So this is all kibr, pride, when we reject things. Afzal, greatest is who? Who? Is that person who Allah will define as afzal. So Ramadan, we've been given this opportunity to become the afzal person. Allah's given us Ramadan. So what was the answer of the Prophet ﷺ? Do you understand what I'm saying? If you don't understand, then my bayanat, definitely listen again and again afterwards. The brothers who prepare, connecting. This is also kibr, not listening. Oh, I don't need to listen to the bayan, majlis, hadith that you've read is different. The hadith, when I explain it, is different, it's unique. Remember this. I'm telling you this. Mustanad. Those hadith that you read in kitabs, they are sealed in the kitabs. But this hadith, nuraniyat, is coming from the nur of the words of the awliya Allah that I'm repeating to you. So their nur is different. Never consider this inferior, this majlis. The hadith. So listen afterwards, not once, 10 times over. Listen and the noor will come to your life. I don't desire that my bayanat are played and repeated. The brothers who are doing the work of the deen, they are jannati log, jannati, who've created this system. They're showing you go and sleep until 1:30 a.m. They go and prepare the bayans. Is this some easy, sit in front of the laptop, computer, edit it, make it, save it? There's a team, 3, 4, 10 brothers, until 12, they put it online for you for your benefit. This is a jamaat Allah Ta'ala has created. In the morning they're working. They make effort, work hard. For which reason? This is Allah Ta'ala's line. This is a khalis subject. Adina sirat al-mustaqim. Dawah. Allah Ta'ala's deen. Just like you see a masjid. This is an invisible masjid. Work of the deen happening. Invisible masjid. The whole dunya is praying salah in this masjid. Benefiting. For this masjid they're doing the work of the deen. But they don't ask for money. Or charity. Or recompense. Salary, they utilize their own money and they utilize it in the work of the Allah Ta'ala's deen. Such a great thing. You pray Taraweeh, go to sleep till 2 a.m., 1:30 a.m. Because whoever hears this, whoever's life changes, such a great thawab for the insan, for the human being. We don't listen to it, we don't read it. We think, I don't need to hear it again. Just our own selected. Don't consider what you think is great. Allah Ta'ala says, the world is changing, my brothers, the world is changing. Fortunately, our standards are different. Allah Ta'ala's basis and measurement is different. We listen to somebody else, enjoy their beyonds. But Allah Ta'ala says, listen to this and enjoy. Direct message from Allah. Change your direction. Change your emotions and character and practice. Come out of your fake life. Allah says, what I want you to hear, you will have to listen to that. Yes. Well, for sure. That's how you get hidayah. Finish off your desires. The time has changed. The era has changed. The generation changed. And every moment, every day, it will change. You see this. Ramadan to come. Do you know what Ramadan is to come? How it will be? Where it will be? How it will be? Allah Ta'ala, we have to follow His direction, His guidance. However He takes us, we follow that path. Mahdi alayhi salam, who will believe in Him when He comes? Nobody will believe in Him. But Allah says the whole world will accept Him when the time He comes. They will have to listen to Him. They'll have to accept Him. Leave your desires, leave your preference, follow Allah's preference, Allah's desires. See how we're getting hidayah and attach yourself to that. Keep on listening to that, run to that, listen to that. Subhanallah. This is not a minor thing. If you want akhirah, then the generation has changed. Time has changed, okay? Understand what I'm trying to say. So those brothers who make effort and they record, they edit, they place online, they upload so that they can assist those who want to come onto the path, onto the deen, Allah's message, so they can listen to this. So today, the discussion has gone a little bit, the hadith we were discussing, that look, it's a minor hadith, short, but it's taken an hour to discuss it. There are different factors and phases and different angles of this hadith. You will have forgotten what I said, but when you listen to the bayan, the noor ala noor, oh, this point, oh, this point, oh, that point. Yes. This is the message that Allah Ta'ala wants to share. What you've heard in your mind, you've heard. But for example, we finish and say, hamdan, we finish. Normal people, fakir's words, the more you listen, the more you listen, the more ragar, the more you grind and you make effort, once, twice, three times repeated, I swear by Allah, new meanings, new understandings will come to you. Yes, you will cover the whole chapter, the whole subject, this small hadith I'm sharing with you. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala wants that my message, my takbir is shared and recited and elevated. Allah wants this. We are nothing. Nothing at all. So what was the question in the hadith? Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that a person came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said to the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made a question, Ya Rasulullah, who is the greatest in the eyes of Allah? In the eyes of Allah, close to Allah, all ibadah, one side cut. In one response, the Prophet ﷺ would give concise, brief answer and change the direction of people. They don't work hard too much on these things, work hard on this factor. So he changed the direction. Ramadan has come, he's changing our direction. Work hard on these points. Make effort on these points. Who is Afzal? Who is the greatest? What did the Prophet of Allah say? He said, the greatest person in the eyes of Allah is he whose akhlaq is the greatest. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Say again Subhanallah. Today I asked 5 fasting days of us. Okay, you've done ibadat, Quran, 10 juz, 10 Qurans you've completed. Has anyone done this ibadah for 1 second? Has in one masjid has this ibadah taken place? And in one place has this ibadah taken place? Yes, it has taken place. The person who has attained this, how will you attain this? Akhlaq ibadah, how will you attain this? Even this Rasulullah said, akhlaq ibadah you will learn and attain via dhikrullah. Via dhikrullah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Because this ibadah, akhlaq, not from your hands or mouth or body. Akhlaq is done from the heart. And the heart, until it's not made via dhikrullah, it's not purified and clean and washed, you can never do ibadah correctly. Can you do ibadah correctly? Why? Because the heart's not clean, everything else we're grinding and doing. If your heart's not clean, then you haven't even come towards the reality in five fasts and fasts. If your heart was clean, then first of all you would have done this action. So the main ibadah is this. I don't have time at the moment, otherwise I'd continue and explain in detail. The right ibadah, main ibadah in Ramadan, is akhlaq, it needs to be corrected. Akhlaq should come into our heart in such a way that whenever anyone oppresses you, commits excess with you, this is not akhlaq that you have sabr. This is not akhlaq, you do sabr. Though he's oppressed me, I've done sabr. This is not akhlaq. Meaning, oh, he slapped me and I did sabr. This is not akhlaq. We think this is akhlaq? No. Akhlaq is this, that the person who slapped you to do sabr is not akhlaq. Akhlaq is this, that you take the revenge. How? In which way? In other words, that for that person, you present to him a better thing over above that and above that. Subhanallah. This is akhlaq. This arm person, he does sabr, he stays quiet, turns the other cheek. Yes, a person, normal people do this, but the real way, he slapped you, you take a note out of your pocket, yeah, brother, take the reward for you. That if I made a mistake, I'm sorry if you have something I said you didn't like, you've done the right thing. Hey, I broke your heart. Hey, brother, £10, £20, here, I give you a reward. Until this, today, have you done this? Ramadan, you haven't even spent it in the right way then. Even Ramadan, if you'd spent it in this way, we have passed Ramadan, so many, 70 years old, you sat here, 80 years old man sitting here. Has anyone made the akhlaq in Ramadan? Where has your akhlaq been made in Ramadan? It's not, Ramadan doesn't come from reciting Quran. The Quran has come to teach you how to make the heart. Recite the Quran to your heart. Bring it into your heart. Ilman nafi'un amalan mutaqabbilan. This is a dua Rasulullah made. The ilman nafi'an, beneficial amalan mutaqabbilan, so that my practice becomes accepted. Such a Quran recite, so that your life, the words come practically into your life. This is called reciting the Quran. So today, think about this ibadah of Ramadan. What is the ibadah of Ramadan? That now, there are very beautiful details I need to explain to you, but I'll stop because time is short. So what we need to do is pay attention. How do we correct ourselves? Akhlaq needs to be improved. And how will the akhlaq be improved? What's the effort we need to make? Essential, extreme effort is correct your heart. How do we correct the heart? Via the dhikr of Allah, subhanAllah. Dhikr of Allah. So how will we do it? Dhikr. So you're doing dhikr now. Let's say you're doing tasbih. You're doing tasbih and various thoughts come into your mind. I want to be pious. I want to be good. I want to become wali Allah, friend of Allah. I want this to happen in my life. I want visions or dreams or miracles. I want to make a khanka. I want to become pious. I want to get more sabak lessons from my sheikh. Many thoughts. So the thoughts are coming in your mind. Allah sunnah sunnah ilahi. Whatever you think, that's what Allah Ta'ala will continue to give. Allah says, you are thinking, standing about salah, you'll get that. Whenever you stand for salah, whatever you think, you'll get that. So hey, what do we need to think? Listen. The objective that you're doing dhikr for, the Allah, I'm doing dhikr, the Allah, make my akhlaqi husna, and eliminate akhlaqi razila, and make my akhlaqi husn. And your dhikr will have an immediate impact on your heart, and it will clean and wash your heart to take it right. If you say la, say Allah, la, I leave all the wrongs, illallah, Allah, I want the best akhlaq to come into my heart. Say Allah, 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 when you're calling Allah's name, Allah, wash my heart, purify my heart, clean my heart, make my heart so tender and soft, that even my enemies, I start to love them. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the method, this is the akhlaq of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who spread this across the world, who made the world his lovers, through his akhlaq, his manners, his conduct, his character. So dhikr, why do we do dhikr? For this reason, so our heart is washed and clean, and the sign of our clean heart is that immediately impact on your akhlaq. And when your akhlaq is impacted, the first thing you'll understand is that the ahkams, the orders that on us, different people, the rights upon us, the rights of people, you start to meet out. Mother's rights, children's rights, son's rights, wife's rights, sister's rights, children's rights. Automatic, you'll start to implement the rights of the people around you. Because your akhlaq is improved. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is akhlaq. And today, Ramadan is making us practice this. And we need to elevate our akhlaq, improve our akhlaq. And today, what we need to practice, tomorrow, inshallah, we'll attain that. If you practice it, you'll attain it. What's the effort of Ramadan? How do we work hard in Ramadan? Is that we do dhikr of Allah, make your heart illuminated with dhikr of Allah, which all of the world today is running away from. They're running away from to what? Where dhikr is mentioned, they become cold. Dhikr, inshallah, I'll do it one day. It's not necessary to do dhikr. Not necessary. If dhikr is not necessary, then nothing's necessary. Or mad people, every success comes via dhikr, because dhikr corrects the heart. Yes, if it's not necessary to correct the heart, then nothing's necessary. Leave everything. Will we do dhikr? Inshallah. Then learn dhikr then. Come. I'm sat here. I'm a mudari. I'm not sat here to play games. If you say, teach me dhikr, I will make my heart alive. After that, the akhlaq will come and start working hard the way you prescribe the dhikr. Alhamdulillah, make the niyyah for akhlaq. Subhanallah, before death, and good news will come that you have attained akhlaq at the highest level. Everyone's rights you will distribute. You will speak with people with akhlaq. You will bring people, you will distribute the rights. If the wife oppresses you, and you will think, what's the rights of my wife on me? Not that she slaps you and you slap her as well. No. This is not akhlaq. This is not right. This is the akhlaq of the world. Etiquettes. These are not etiquettes. Allah's adab are different. Allah's comes are different. After cleaning the heart, then they come into your life. May Allah Ta'ala give us such a Ramadan and a way to make effort in Ramadan. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Rushdie.
Bismillah ar-Rahman. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina mursaleen. Shafi'il muslimin. Al-Taha wa yasin. Al-Habib al-Ameen. یا اللہ تو ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, یا اللہ تو ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما دے, یا اللہ تو ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے, یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا, اے میرے مولا تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا, یا اللہ یہ رمضان ہمارے سلامتی کا رمضان بنا دے, یا اللہ سلامتی کے ساتھ گزار دے, یا اللہ سلامتی والا رمضان بنا دے, یا اللہ اس رمضان کا جو مقصد ہے وہ عطا فرما دے, یا اللہ تمام وہ عبادات کا اجر ہمیں نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ہماری محنتوں کو قبول فرما لے, یا اللہ ہماری کاوشوں کو قبول فرما لے, ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لے, یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں سے ہمارے گھروں میں جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا کامل عاج نصیب فرما میرے مولا, ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما میرے مولا, یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما, یا اللہ جو دین کی محنت میں لگے میرے مولا ہر شعبے سے میرے مولا ان کے قابل نصیب فرما, یا اللہ جو مسجدوں کی تعمیر کر رہے ہیں, مدرسے کو چلا رہے ہیں, بچوں کو پڑھا رہے ہیں میرے مولا, یہ سب تیرے دین کے کام ہیں اللہ, ان سب کے اندر ہمیں اخلاص نصیب فرما, اپنی رضا نصیب فرما, اپنی محبت نصیب فرما, ان کے یا اللہ ان کاموں کو قبول فرما, یا اللہ ان کاموں کو قبول فرما, علم کی لائن سے جو محنت کر رہے ہیں, تبلیغ و تعلیم کے تاثر سے جو محنت کر رہے ہیں میرے مولا, ان سب کو محنتوں کو تو قبول فرما, یا اللہ ان میں برکت نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ان کی مدد فرما, یا اللہ ان کی مدد فرما, یا اللہ جو مدرسے تعمیر کر رہے ہیں, جو مسجد تعمیر کر رہے ہیں میرے مولا, ان کی تو غیبی مدد فرما, یا اللہ ان میں اخلاص نصیب فرما, اور جو مقاصد ہیں مسجدوں کا میرے مولا وہ ہمیں حاصل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, ہماری مسجدوں کو میرے مولا اپنے ذکر سے بلند فرما, اپنے ذکر سے آباد فرما, وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین, سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ.